Welcome to the Purpose to Service podcast, a weekly show for women entrepreneurs who are ready to package up their knowledge and build a thriving service-based business that fuels the life they desire. I'm your host, Alicia Robertson, and through this show, I share real-life advice, my proven strategies for building your personal brand and gaining more clients, and I chat with other incredible women who are not only crushing it in their industry, but also building their business with intention. Whether you're just getting started or a seasoned professional, every week we dig deep into how you can leverage what you know and make a bigger impact through your content, make more money, and build your coaching or service-based business on purpose. Let's dig in. Hey, you guys, welcome back to the Purpose to Service podcast. So if you haven't heard already, applications for my 12-month group coaching program, the Purpose to Service Academy, are opening on October 12th. So now is the time. If you have been looking to really grow a solid, sustainable business and really simplify your business by focusing on creating and launching one signature service offer, then the Purpose to Service Academy is going to be where you need to be. So the waitlist is open right now. And like I said, applications are going to open up on October 12th. So if you are a coach or an online service provider who is looking to just really build a solid, sustainable business, the Purpose to Service Academy is exactly where you need to be. So applications open up on October 12th, but in the meantime, you can go ahead and sign up for the waitlist. So those on the waitlist are going to get a few extra perks whenever they apply for the program, and you'll also have first access to applications as well. So again, applications open up on October 12th, and I will be leaving a link in the show notes for the waitlist so you can go ahead and get signed up. So let's talk about the problem with focusing on fast growth when it comes to running your online business. So I've talked about this before, probably more than one time on the podcast, because it is a hill that I am willing to die on. But we're currently in a season of entrepreneurship where all we are hearing is about how fast someone is growing their business. So we're hearing things like, oh, this was 100K month, or I just gained 60,000 Instagram followers in less than 3 months. Here's how I did it. And a lot of what we're seeing online are these big numbers and this big accelerated growth from, you know, people that we actually admire, you know, either in our industry or just admire as a person or as an entrepreneur. And for someone who is just starting out, or even someone who may have been in business for a while, who may hasn't seen that type of growth yet, it can be, you know, really frustrating or really make you feel like you're behind in your business because the timing of your success compared to, you know, everyone else's doesn't always look the same. So you're probably thinking, you know, I'm making money, but I'm not necessarily a millionaire now, but how is that person who's been in business for 6 months already making $1 million? And because of this, you end up with a lot of entrepreneurs who are chasing that fast success. They want the big numbers immediately. They want the big following immediately. And because they are so focused on, I just want to hit that big number, a lot I see of entrepreneurs, coaches, online service providers, they are willing to do any and everything in order to accelerate their growth so that they can look, and I'm saying look with air quotes, successful. And they end up doing things like operating their business out of integrity and promising things to their clients that they really can't deliver on. They stop providing a great client experience, and they, you know, stop doing a lot of those personal touches or having those personal touch points in their programs that a lot of their clients were really excited about when they signed up. And for a lot of people, they skip right over building a solid foundation for their business, which unfortunately, the end result ends up being, you know, you built this massive brand that isn't sustainable. And I don't, whenever I say this, I always feel like I have to create like this disclaimer because don't get me wrong, there is nothing wrong with wanting to make more money or to have a larger audience. I desire to make more money and I want that for you as well. I believe that money opens doors. I believe it can provide us with options. I believe it can provide us with freedom and it can definitely take away a lot of stress that is often caused by not having enough money. But what I really want you to focus on as well is building that solid business foundation first before you're trying to scale, before you're trying to get to that big number that you're seeing everyone else achieve. So back when I first started coaching other entrepreneurs, I was a super new coach. I don't even think I wanted to call myself a coach at the very beginning because I didn't think I was qualified enough. But I was so focused on making money. So I just needed my next client and I didn't care where they were coming from, what they were doing, who they were, as long as they were paying me. And I was looking at a lot of other coaches who had been in this industry for a while, who were building these massive like coaching brands and like online course businesses. And I just thought that what I was seeing from them, that was what success was supposed to look like. And that's what I should have been like essentially aiming for. So I hustled my butt off to consistently make more money, to bring in new clients, to launch more things. I wanted that money because that's what I saw successful entrepreneurs, you know, doing. And I wanted to have that. But the problem that I learned really quickly in the hard way, I also had to learn it the hard way, was that simply looking at someone else's highlight reel is that you don't see the years of hard work that they put into building their brand before they started hitting those large numbers. Even in some cases, I didn't see a lot of the unethical things that a lot of these people were also doing that was helping them to accelerate their growth and to hit these large numbers as well. And that's not something you see when you're only looking at someone's highlight reel, when they're only talking about the things that have gone really well. And that's where a lot of people get mixed up and where a lot of people fall off. And it definitely happened to me as well. I was killing myself trying to reach a level of success that my business wasn't even prepared for. And I had no solid foundation. I had no real brand message. I was so new that I didn't even want to call myself a coach. So how was I going to position myself as one? And I didn't even take the time to really figure out what type of entrepreneur I wanted to work with, which led me to working with anyone. And like, that may sound great because yes, you're getting paid for it, but I was miserable working with people who were not my ideal clients. And I was hustling so hard to just make money to the point where I honestly couldn't take it anymore. Like, you guys have heard my story before. Everything fell apart. I hit a serious case of burnout. And I do what I do because I don't want you to have the same experiences as me. I want you to be wildly successful. I want you to make a buttload ton of money, but I don't want you to sacrifice the business that you're building. I don't want you to sacrifice your sanity. I don't want you to sacrifice your loved ones in order to make that happen. So today, I wanted to talk about the elements of a solid business foundation that you should really be putting your focus and attention on before you try to scale. So I wanted to do this episode because if you guys have checked out my vlog over on YouTube, I'm kind of walking you through the process of how I'm restructuring my program, the Purpose to Service Academy, and kind of taking you through the process of what building up to my launch looks like. And one of the pieces that I'm actually talking about this week in this week's vlog is restructuring my signature framework. So over the past year, I have been working with my clients inside of the academy. And one of the big things that I notice has come up for a lot of them is that the foundation that they're building could still use a little bit of work. Now, everyone in the Purpose of Service Academy are established entrepreneurs, meaning they have been doing this for a while. They're experts at what they do. But even then, I noticed that there were some small little tweaks that we needed to cover so that when they did create their offer or when they did go on to launch, they had a solid foundation to really build on. So I decided with my signature framework to go ahead and add a new piece to my framework. So it's now a six-step process that really digs deep into creating a solid business foundation. Because if you're just starting out, having a solid foundation, spending time there is going to be extremely important. But even if you are established, or even if you have been in business for a specific amount of time, it's still going to be really important for you to just go back through some of those basics, some of those foundational steps, just to make sure that you are, one, about to create an offer in a bid for a business that you actually love and are going to want to scale, and two, to make sure that, you know, you don't get to a point of making money and then realizing, oh wait, my business structure, my foundation can't even handle this. So I wanted to talk about that because, yes, we are adding on that piece to our framework. And because I want you to start thinking about that as well. If you're someone who is like, I just need to make $1,000. I just need to make $100,000. I just need to make $1,000,000. If you're someone who has been super hyper focused on making money, that is great. I want money from me. I want money for you. But I also want you to just take a step back, relax, breathe, and pace yourself just for a moment, just to make sure that you have a solid foundation for the business that you're building. I have seen so many businesses crumble once they reach their desired level of success because either they are extremely burnt out and tired, or because their foundation wasn't solid enough and that they've built this big business that they can't be sustained. Like, it's not sustainable. You guys remember The Wing? I think one of their big issues, so you guys remember The Wing, I think they're still open. They're a co-working company that was specifically for women entrepreneurs, or women in their careers as well. And I know that they were scaling. They were popping up and opening up co-working spaces all around, and they realized that it wasn't really sustainable because they were growing so fast. Another great example, and I know you guys have saw the WeWork documentary on Hulu of how they built that company so freaking fast, and they were just literally hemorrhaging money. So those are just some good examples of how, yes, you can grow fast, you can scale fast, you can build this big thing, but if you don't have a solid foundation, if you don't have the systems in place, if you don't have the proper messaging or positioning, all of that success is basically going to be like built on cardboard. And cardboard, we know, as soon as it gets wet, as soon as too much is on top of it, it's going to crumble. And I do not want that for your business. I want you to build a business that makes you a lot of money, but it's also something you enjoy and also something that adds more ease into your life and not just more stress. So today I wanted to talk about just a couple of pieces that are essential to building a solid business foundation. All right, so the first piece is simply, what do you want? No, seriously, I want you to think about, what do you want? Not what looks successful from other coaches or other online service providers that you probably are following. Not just what your parents want for you. Not just what your spouse wants for you. Not just what you think is what you should be aiming for. What do you want? If you could do anything right now, if money wasn't an option, if other people's opinions wasn't a problem, if your own like fears or insecurities weren't holding you back, what would you do? I see so many people, and this happened to me as well, like you guys have heard my burnout story, but I see so many people chasing someone else's idea of success, and then they finally hit that peak level, they finally feel like they have arrived in their business, and then they realize they're miserable, or they built this big business and realize that they don't really care for it anymore, or that they don't even want this thing anymore, and they've built this big company just to decide, I don't think I want to do this. And I don't want that for you. I want from the very beginning of building your business for you to want and desire to not only do this work that you're doing, but to have a bigger purpose behind why you're doing it. So what is your motivating factor? And then also I want you to do it because you are passionate about changing someone's life. Like if I had to sit here and talk about my ideal client for the Purpose to Service Academy, like that is someone I want to work with. Someone who loves what they're doing, who has a bigger why that's going to motivate them to continue to show up every single day for themselves and for their business, and who truly want to use their God-given gifts to make a bigger impact in someone else's life. So think about, like, what do you want? Like, stop chasing what everyone else wants. Stop chasing someone else's lifestyle, because I can guarantee you that that lifestyle isn't all champagne and roses like you think it is. So get very clear before anything else. Get very clear on what is it that you want. All right. The second piece to building a solid business foundation, and you're probably going to be surprised about this one too, but it's your mindset. So if you are going into trying to hurry up and scale and make money in this business, then and you're trying to do all of that, but you're still struggling with severe imposter syndrome, if you are still struggling with fears or being fearful, if you are still struggling with actually believing that you can do this thing, then you're not going to get to that level of success you desire. You're going to try, you're going to make an inch, you know, you may make a couple steps forward, but you're automatically and you're always going to be pushed back if your mindset isn't in the right place. So you have to be in a position where you can literally feel the fear and do it anyway. And that means unpacking a lot of the things that are you feel are holding you back. And I call these mental barriers in the Living Over Existing book. So what are those mental barriers that you feel are holding you back? If it's fear, okay, I want you to write down every single fear that you have about, you know, moving forward in your business, about actually launching your business, about actually launching your offer. Write down every fear that you are feeling. And then I want you to ask yourself, is this fear rational or is it irrational? So rational fears are fears that are created to, like, protect you. So let's say, for example, if you are walking down the street and a bear comes running up towards you, rational fear is what is the fear that is going to tell you to run the opposite direction. Irrational fear is often the fears that are trying to hold us back from doing something that is new and unknown. So that fear you have telling you not to put that Instagram post up because people are going to think you're crazy, that's an irrational fear. It's nothing but your mind making you nervous to the fact that you're about to do something that is vulnerable and something that's transparent and something that is new and that you don't know what the possible outcome could be. So if you're like, I'm afraid of launching this offer, okay, is that a rational fear? If you launch this offer, like, will you die? Will you? I doubt it. I highly doubt it. Like, fear is just an emotion. It cannot physically harm you. So think about that. Is it rational fear? Like, is this actually going to harm me? Or is it irrational fear? Is this just my mind trying to protect me because I think that I may or may not fall flat on my face? So I want you to go through that. And I have a podcast episode too that talks, that goes a little bit more in depth about fear and how to begin pushing past some of those common fears that you may be experiencing. So I will be sure to link to the show notes for that as well. All right. The third piece of building a solid business foundation is your audience. So getting a clear understanding of who they are and how they want to be nurtured. So you can't create content. You can't create an offer, and if you can't create content or create an offer, you can't make money without knowing who your target audience is. And not just knowing, okay, how old are they? Where are they from? How much money are they making? You really need to get clear on what their goals are, like specifically, what are they trying to achieve, and how does that relate back to your specific niche? And then you also need to get clear on their pain points. So if this is the goal that they want to achieve, What is holding them back from actually hitting that goal? So getting very clear on who your target audience is. And one of the things that we're adding into the Purpose of Service Academy in this new foundational piece is helping you to do some real life market research so that you can get real life feedback from your ideal clients or from your ideal target audience. So just really getting into their head past all of the superficial things, getting really clear, okay, this is what they want to achieve. This is what their dreams are. This is what they wish they could be doing every day. This is the time, you know, that they wish they could spend on, you know, their family or their business or whatever your industry is. And then getting super clear on the problems or the pain points or the mental barriers that may be holding them back from reaching that goal. Because all of that you're going to use in your content. You're going to talk about in your sales calls. If you're doing sales calls, you're going to put that on your sales page. You're going to use so much of it in your marketing because you want your marketing to feel like you're speaking to a very specific person. So you have to make sure before you try to scale and go out here and make $1 million, you need to know who is going to give you the $1 million. Like, these people are the ones that are paying you. So you have to know, where is my money coming from? And you can't know that unless you have a good idea of who your target audience is. All right, the fourth piece of creating a solid business foundation is your messaging and your positioning. So you have to position yourself as an expert in order for people to pay you. But the only way to position yourself is to take a stand and let people know what it is that you do, who you are, and why you do it. And that's where your messaging comes in. I'm pretty sure you've seen this little formula online, you know, a million times now, and it's something that I teach as well, but it's the formula of, it's who you help, how you help them, and then the transformation you take them through. So I help overwhelmed coaches and online service providers. Okay, that's who I help. And I help them to build a sustainable, intentional, and more profitable service-based business so that they can live the life that they desire. That's how I help them. That's the transformation that I take them through. So you have to be very clear on that, because if someone stumbles into your content, if they stumbles onto your Instagram page, if they stumbles onto your YouTube channel or signs up for your newsletter, they need to know immediately who you are, who you help, and the transformation you help to, you're going to help them to achieve or help them to get them through. So you have to really be clear on your messaging. There are 11 different coaches out here in the world right now. Coaching is a very popular industry right now. The reason why I'm not necessarily afraid of that is because I know that my messaging and how I do business is going to be different from how 20 other people do their business or how they position their business. That is what makes us stand out. I am someone who is very passionate about helping you to build a business with intention that fits the life that you desire, while someone else may be focused on helping you to, you know, coaching you to building your business so that you can specifically quit your 9-to-5 job. Like, that's, we both probably do similar things, but we have different messaging, we have different whys. So that's what makes us stand out from each other. So your messaging, if you've ever been like, this industry is too crowded, I don't know what to do, I'm never going to be seen, it's your messaging, boo. Your messaging, like, focus on that. And then positioning, it's, okay, how do I be seen as an expert in my industry? How do I be seen as someone that my audience can trust enough to pay me? So it's taking that messaging and then sharing that messaging and using it to position yourself as that expert in your content, on social media, through your newsletters, through interviews that you may, like if you're on other people's podcasts, using that message to state your claim and position yourself as an expert in your industry. Using it in your content, taking all of those pieces that we just talked about with getting to know who your target audience is. Using that to say, hey, I am the go-to girl in this specific industry. Here's why you should trust me. Here is my content that's going to help me to prove that to you. Here is my content that's going to help you to move past a very specific pain point in your life or in your business or in your day job or whatever the case may be. This is why I am that girl, and this is why you should be listening to me. And then after you listen to me, I want you to then pay me to continue to help you through that problem. That is what positioning is. That's how you take your message and your content and having a good understanding of who it is that you want to work with and use it to really solidify yourself as that girl in your industry. Thank you. Thank you very much. So yes, make sure you're really focusing on messaging and positioning. And that's not something that you do for 2 weeks and then it's like, I'm a pro, you know, pay me thousands of dollars. Messaging and positioning is an ever-going thing. Yes, you get better at it with time. Yes, it gets easier with time. And as you grow, you know, you're going to get more people who are like ride or die followers where you may not have to create that much content anymore. But it's not something that you just do for 3 weeks and then you're like, I'm done. Not doing it no more. I'm a pro. You should know that. You have to consistently be tweaking your message and putting your message out there and consistently positioning yourself as an expert. Because like I said, it's 50-11 other girls out here who are doing similar things as you. And it's super easy for our audiences because our attention spans are this big to go on to the next if you're not consistently showing up. Which takes us to our fifth piece of building a solid business foundation, consistency. And I can use consistency in so many different ways, in every area of building a business, but definitely in your foundation. And I want to use it in the way of showing up as the same, like as the same brand that you started out with. Not saying that you can't make tweaks or make changes. You guys know I went from selling jewelry to coaching women, coaching e-commerce to coaching women how to like blog to creating, took a break from coaching to create a slew of courses and then back to coaching and now focusing more on coaches and online service providers. Like your brand is allowed to evolve. You are allowed to shift. You are allowed to pivot. But when I say consistency, I don't mean that today you are, you know, coaching people through how to be a zoologist and then tomorrow you're like, that didn't really work as well as I thought, so maybe I should just coach moms on how to homeschool. Okay, four weeks after that, okay, homeschooling moms isn't really going as planned. Maybe I should just coach people on how to make and sell jewelry. Like, that's what I mean when I say lack of consistency. Your brand is allowed to evolve, but I think a lot of people sometimes pivot too quickly. Like, you don't even know, like, If you coaching people on how to be a zoologist is going to work because you only gave it 3 days to work. Like, you have to be able to sit still in the slow period. I call it the ugly middle. You have to be willing to sit and be consistent in the slowness and show up every day, do the work, even when no one's watching, even when no one's listening, even when people may not even be paying you, to really position yourself as an expert in that industry. Nobody launches from scratch today and is expected to make $100,000 tomorrow. That's just not how things work. And if you're always switching up your entire brand, like week after week after week, then you're not putting in enough effort. You're not putting in enough consistency to actually see if what you're doing is going to stick. I have been through many a brand changes, but I've always coached. I've always had a very similar target audience. Their industries may have changed, but I've always had a very similar target audience. I've always talked about building a business with intention. I've always talked about this thing of like sustainability and embracing slow growth. So no matter if I did kind of tweak the industry I was working with, the core of my brand was always consistent. So that's what I mean consistency in this aspect. All right, so those are like really the five pieces to building a solid business foundation. And trust me, there is a lot more that goes into that. And like I said, we go into depth more on this foundation piece inside of the Purpose to Service Academy. So I really map out, you know, going through like those mindset exercises, and I really map out how to do that market research with your target audience so that you can get very clear on what it is that they're wanting to achieve. We talk about the messaging and the positioning and how to build content around that that really does position you as an expert in your industry. So like I said, we go super in depth with that inside of the Purpose to Service Academy. So if you're not on the wait list yet, I highly suggest going ahead and clicking the link in the show notes to go ahead and get on the wait list, because applications are opening up on October 12th, and I do not want you guys to miss out on what we have planned for the next 12 months. All right, you guys, as always, if you enjoyed this episode, take a screenshot of whatever app you're listening to this episode on, head over to Instagram and share it with me and let me know what your biggest takeaway was. If you are watching this over on YouTube, you can do the same, or you can just leave a comment below letting me know again what your biggest takeaway was. As always, you guys, thank you so much for hanging out with me, and I'll be seeing you again next week. Before you go, I'd love to know what your biggest takeaway was from this episode. Take a screenshot and share it with me over on Instagram at @TheAlishaNicole. Also, if you enjoyed this episode, please head over to your favorite podcast streaming app and rate the show and leave a review. The more great ratings and reviews we receive, the more incredible women we are able to impact with our message. And as always, thank you so much for listening to the Purpose to Service podcast.